Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker. This week I've been looking at the question of Pilate asked Jesus in the judgment hall, what is truth? And so the first aspect we've looked at is loving truth. And then the third aspect was coming to the knowledge of the truth and believing the truth, and he that doeth truth cometh to the light. The fourth aspect we talked about is walking in the truth. The spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. And then the fifth aspect is having a form of truth. You know, Romans talks about holding the truth in unrighteousness. 2 Timothy talks about ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And then yesterday we looked at the aspect of speaking truth in love, and how Jesus spoke the truth in love to the rich young ruler, and how Peter, the day of Pentecost, spoke the truth in love, and Stephen spoke the truth in love. And this morning, I want to look at another aspect of what you see happening a lot in our day is in 2 Timothy chapter 4, of where people are turning their ears away from the truth. And I'm going to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. It says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Paul's writing this to Timothy. He's telling him, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And so he's saying, there's time comes, and I've experienced this. I've seen Christians who I've walked with and who have just turned and walked away from the truth. They no longer endure sound doctrine, but says, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Fables is untruth. People are turning to untruth. And so it's very important that we have ears to hear the truth. You know, Jesus often talked about, he who hath ears to hear, let him hear. You know, let your ears hear the truth. You know, don't let your ears be turned away from the truth and be turned unto fables, because your ears are the avenue of faith. You know, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, hearing the truth. That's our ears. It's very important what goes in our ears, because according what goes into our ears, you know, that's going to affect how we walk in this life. And so if we always have the truth of God's word going into our ears and it's ministering faith to us, you know, you will be blessed. And so it's very important that you turn not away your ears from the truth. We have an example in 2 Timothy chapter 2 of some men who have turned their ears away from the truth and turned to fables. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16, he says, but shun profane and vain babblings. You know, we talked about fables. For they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. So they were teaching here fables. They were saying that the resurrection is already past. And notice, they overthrew the faith of some, because this teaching was going into the ears and it turned people away from the truth unto a fable. A fable is something that's a lie, is an untruth. We know that the resurrection is not past already, but it's still coming. And so we need to listen to the truth and have our ears open to the truth. And then what are we supposed to do with people that turn from the truth? We jump on down to verse 24 of the same chapter. It says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose himself, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth." And so that we who know the truth are in meekness to instruct those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. And it says, "And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." You know, when someone's caught in a snare, all they're doing, they're fighting against the snare. And we all know that a snare, when an animal gets in a snare, they're fighting that snare, and that snare is eventually going to choke them to death or going to kill them. And so, and the Apostle Paul likens some who have turned from the truth, that they are in the snare of the devil, and the devil has put a snare around them and is destroying them. The Bible says the devil is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we are trying to get them out of the snare. In meekness, it says the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle and just teach the truth. You know, teach the truth to them in hopes that they'll be set free from this snare. The only thing that's going to set them free from that snare of the devil is the truth. Jesus says, "If the truth shall set you free, you shall be free indeed." And so, that's all I have for today, and I pray and hope that you were blessed and inspired by the truth this week, the truth of God's Word. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you for truth, and I pray that you would just bless all the listeners, Lord, and help them to not turn their ears from the truth, but to have their ears open to the truth. And even sometimes, Lord, when the truth hurts, Lord, that they would embrace it and follow it. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for listening. And if you have a desire to discuss the truth with me, my phone number is 260-466-4899. I would love to hear from you. God bless you.